You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Hi from Redline, and it's exciting to be in the 3CR studios today.
Hello, Daryl here. I'm here as well, yes.
And Jessica's here. And first of all, we'd like to acknowledge that this show is being broadcast from Wurundjeri land in the Kulin Nation. Their sovereignty has never been ceded, and we'd like to acknowledge elders past, present and emerging. And we also know that the unfairness of the existing welfare system impinges on their lives in a major way. So this is June, and what does June mean? Radiothon.
Oh, yes, of course.
It does mean radiothon, even though we've just got started. We do know it's radiothon. And so we're very excited to see that we've had some donations already to the show. We want to thank Pilar for their donation, Meredith Butler. We'd like to thank Anne, Edwina, Matt, Tiff and Michaela for donating to the show. And we really are happy that we're getting support out there already. And we hope there'll be more coming in over the next few weeks, because 3CR is definitely worth supporting.
Okay. I might give Centrelink a call at the moment. I have a talk to...
You've got someone you want to talk to there.
Yeah. I want to talk to the head of Centrelink and find out why it takes so long for them to answer our calls. So I'll just give them a call here.
Okay, give them a call.
Centrelink.
Okay.
Welcome to Services Australia. You have called the Centrelink Employment Services line.
Please hold and an operator will be with you shortly. Our customer service operators are currently busy attending to other calls. Please hold and we will be with you as soon as we can.
Okay.
Yeah, it sounds like you didn't get through there.
Well, they got us on hold. We'll check back with that one later.
Yes.
As we go through the show. Now, we're going to talk to a fella up north in Darwin there. He's a really incredible guy. He's been surviving without any sort of benefits, any real job there.
And how did you get to meet him, Darwin?
Well, through a friend of a friend on Facebook there, and he told me a bit about him. How he just goes rustling through rubbish bins through the night, takes it home, and he makes money out of it. He sells boxes. He gets, you know, those bags inside the wine casks, the cheap wine stuff.
Oh, yeah, silvery bags.
He makes bags and wallets and all sorts of things out of that, and he makes money from that. So let's have a listen to what he has to say. Now, we're talking to Noodle, a guy who lives in Darwin up north there, and he's going to tell us some of his... how he survives. He's not getting any government assistance, and yet he's renting a $400 house with an in-ground swimming pool in the back. He's got investments and he's got some security behind him, and he also owns a yacht. Hello, Noodle.
Yeah, g'day, Daryl. How you doing?
Yes, good, thanks, mate. So...
How's Jessica?
I'm pretty good, too. Yeah, I want to hear all your hints. First of all...
Yeah, so tell us how you normally survive with it without any government assistance there.
Yeah, well, I'm struggling to get government assistance at the moment because I own a share in a hippie commune.
Right.
And hippie communes are always done on the company front. And for some reason, Centrelink seems to think that the company that I have an investment in is making me money. And even though I've declared that it's not and had the accountant say that it's not, they're still adamant that I'm making money out of it. So... I haven't been able to get any financial assistance out of the federal government. So in order to keep my head above water, I get up usually about somewhere between 12 and 3 a.m. in the morning and drive into the city and go dumpster diving for bottles and cans.
Right.
Right. Do you get a good rate for those bottles and cans? Well, they've just brought in the container deposit thing in Victoria.
Okay, no, it's the same all over Australia. It's 10 cents per container.
Right.
Or bottle, or, yeah, so, and, you know, it's only soft drink bottles and flavoured milk cartons and stuff like that. There's no container deposit for milk or anything white, actually. So no almond milk, soy milk, oat milk or milk that doesn't get a deposit, and neither does wine. Wine doesn't get a deposit either.
Yeah, it's weird how they've planned it all, isn't it?
Yeah. It is, yeah. Someone was telling me that the reason they don't do the wine is because the wine doesn't melt down into a reusable glass or something.
Ah, right.
or the quality of it's not very good or something like that. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
But I don't know why they don't recycle the milk bottles, because they recycle everything else.
Well, you'd think there's plenty of milk bottles around, you'd think, but anyway.
Yeah. So you do a bit of dumpster diving. What else do you do to survive, Noodle?
I find other stuff in the dumpster, like stuff that I can sell. Like I've just been here at a market in Darwin called Rapid Creek Market, and I have a market on Saturday, and I just sell stuff that I find in the bin, clothes, shoes, hats, odd bits of sort of personal stuff, books, selling books now, all sorts of stuff, basically, and anything I can sell, I'll keep and I'll try and sell it. And, I don't just sell it on the market site. I sell it on Facebook Marketplace. I list stuff on there and people ring me up. I even go as far as selling cardboard boxes.
For people who are moving and whatever,
Yeah, that's right, people moving and they need a TV box or something like that. Like the other day I was in the city doing bottles and cans, and I noticed that the Hilton was refurbishing their rooms and they're throwing out all these 55-inch TV boxes, cardboard boxes, and so I picked up eight of them, and so far I've sold two of them for $20 each. And also egg cartons. I sell egg cartons for about 20 or 30 cents each, because they retail brand new. They retail for about 55, 60 cents.
Yeah.
But I've got to collect a fair few. And like the other day I was over the moon when I managed to get rid of 300 or so of them.
Right.
Because I had them in a storage shed and cleared up a lot of room for me.
Yeah, my dumpster diving story was I was after this pawpaw in the Aldi bin, but unfortunately I was climbing on top of these boxes. They collapsed, and I actually sort of crunched one of my ribs. I didn't really realise that I'd cracked it, except it was very painful. And then it gradually got better, and someone said afterwards, I think you probably cracked that. But anyway, I did get the pawpaw. I was just too tempted by it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're lucky you only cracked a rib. I mean, imagine if you'd fallen through the boxes and there'd been a glass bottle underneath that was broken or something.
You have to watch yourself, yeah.
I went down to this cafe that's on the beach here behind Surf Lifesaving Club, and they throw out all their rubbish into the skip bin, and a lot of it's bottles and cans. They don't seem to recycle it. So I went down there, and it was just about chockers by the time I got down there, and I actually did climb into the bin. But, yeah, you've got to be careful. You've got to make sure you're footing underneath, and normally I'll grab a pizza box or a cardboard carton and put that down on top of stuff, and I always wear proper boots with steel caps and all that sort of stuff. So get in the bin, be very careful. And once you're in the bin, you can go to town. You know, you can take your bag and within just store it up. And I did that the other day. I got about $60 in half an hour. So, it wasn't too bad.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. And we're back. You're listening to Breadline, brought to you by the Australian Unemployed Workers Union here on 3CR, 8:55 AM on your dial. I might just check in with Centrelink again and see if they've answered our call yet.
You're listening to a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned to hear the rest of your 3CR podcast.
No, still on hold. All right.
I'm sorry to hear that, Daryl.
Well, never
mind. I'm surprised.
Yes, surprised. Yes, yes, very good. All right, well, let's get on to the second half of Noodle's interview. Truly inspiring guy up in Darwin. Now, Noodle, some people would say that you're reducing waste and contributing to keeping the environment clean, and yet others would say you're a blight on society and you do nothing to contribute to the economy. What do you have to say to those people?
Well, I think those people should lighten up and take a good, hard, long look at themselves, because I'm recycling goods. I am doing something for the economy, because the government's provided this container deposit for people to take care of the environment and rid the streets of a lot of its waste and stuff like that. And I do my bit for society.
And Daryl was saying you make things as well.
Oh yeah, I do. I'm a goon bag artist. I'm
Yes, I was going to ask you about that. You have a line of Goon bags.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I make bags and clothing out of Goon bags and wallets and stuff. And I've always been a great repurposed type of guy, especially with the Tetra packaging, because I used to specialise in recycling Tetra packaging for my poetry. I used to present my poetry on Tetra packaging when I used to sell it back in the day in Melbourne, back in 88, 87, 88, 89.
Mm-hmm.
And I've sold it in New Zealand a lot on Tetra packaging. Yeah, and ever since coming to Darwin, I've learned to recycle Goon bags. And so a lot of the time when I'm out there getting my bottles and cans, I'll come across Goon bags that'll be in the waste. And that might be like water bags from a four-litre or 5-litre cask of water, or there might be a Goon bag from a post-mix box, you know, like ginger ale or Coca-Cola from the bar or something like that. Goon bag. And so I repurpose those and turn them into my wallets and my bags.
Excellent. Yeah. And I've heard that Tetra Paks are very hard to recycle because they're all these layers of plastic. So it's great you've found another use for them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they are actually. They are a few layers. They're 74% paper and they're about 20% aluminium foil and the rest is made up of plastic. But if you can find a way to recycle them like I do, like I use them in wallets and to begin with, the wallets are quite stiff, but once you've used the wallet for a month or so, it becomes quite supple, and it's almost like leather in itself, its flexibility. And, you can use Tetra for lots of things, you know.
I was going to also ask about life in Darwin. It must be a bit easier to get by because the weather would be a bit warmer, so it'd be, you know, you wouldn't have to worry so much like we do in Victoria about heating bills.
No, that's right. I mean, I'm sitting here at the moment and I'm shorts and T-shirt and I'm sweating because I've been doing a bit of work. It's pretty sunny outside. It's beautiful days at the moment. It's what they call the dry season up here.
Right.
And, Darwin's the capital of what they call long grassing. I mean, if you sleep outdoors here, you call a long grasser.
Right.
And because that's your address. And I've actually seen on people's healthcare cards in the past, their official address is the Long Grass Darwin.
Right, good one. I like it a lot. Well, here people will camp really in my area, which is sort of rural Victoria. People camp out, but yeah, there's a lot of rain, a lot of wind, and
there, I imagine.
A lot of people sleep in their vehicles, and there's just been in the media this week a lady who is actually a physicist, but she's had to go and set up in her vehicle and live in that because she has.
Yeah, well, see, a cold night here is when you turn off the air conditioning and put a sheet on the bed.
Well, thanks so much for catching us up with the news up in Darwin. And yeah, maybe people have got a few ideas. And definitely, I recommend that old container deposit thing for a bit of extra.
Yeah, well, just make sure you wear gloves. Gloves are essential because you're dealing with broken glass and sharp objects and stuff like that. So you want to have your personal protection equipment sorted out. So your gloves, you want to have good shoes, good pants, especially if you're jumping into bins and stuff like that. And you always want to have band-aids and a little first aid kit on you just in case you do cut yourself.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, sounds great. Do you have any more other advice for other people that may be having trouble getting by, Noodle?
Just try and be as resourceful as you can and remember that one man's trash is another man's treasure.
Well, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's fantastic, Noodle. All right, well, thanks very much for joining us on the show here. And
maybe we'll hear from you again.
Okay, lovely. Yeah. Nice to talk to you guys.
All right, nice to talk to you, Noodle.
Catch you later, everyone.
Mate.
Bye.
Bye. And we're... Oh, what? No, hang on a minute. Let me answer that. Yeah. Lift. Hello. Serena, look, I told you I'm not coming in and stop calling me at the station.
So, you had a bit of a call there. What was going on?
Oh, job providers are like flies sometimes. Oh, incredible.
All right, okay. You're having a very busy few minutes there, Daryl.
Well, I was, yeah.
Yeah. Right, so you're listening to Breadline, which is the amazing new show. Well, I think it's amazing.
but I am rather biased, from the Australian Unemployed Workers Union. And we're very excited to be here in the studio. And I suppose we should also mention that June is Radiothon month, sorry, and we have had some lovely donations, and we'd particularly like to thank Edwina, who donated $103.25 towards
beautiful.
The show and towards 3CR. We, of course, would like everyone who listens to the show to know that they can donate to 3CR by either going to the website 3cr.org.au or calling now on 94198377. So yes, keep those donations coming in, because it is the important month of the year to keep 3CR going. And in the union, we do have a Monday to Friday advice line, which we call the advocacy line, and it's really one of the important things we do at the union. So we want to mention the number, and of course, if you do miss it, you can always go to our website, auwu.org.au. But the number is 1-800-289-848. And you can call any problems with job service providers, like the problems that Daryl's been having today, them ringing up suddenly in the middle of the show.
Yeah.
Any of those problems, there's a ready ear, and it's not from someone paid to basically get rid of you. It's from other members of the Australian Unemployed Workers Union who all volunteer on this phone line. So it's really important, apart from all the other amazing stuff, like the people who do media, the people who pounce on government and bods who love to demonise us.
Yeah, another point we should add is that any advice we give cannot be taken as legal advice either.
Yeah, good point. Yeah. So basically it's us trying to sort of help each other get by in this system that unfortunately we're living under in this current part of the world.
For the unemployed and run by the unemployed.
Yes, that's right. So we're coming to the end of this show. We'd like to remind people to keep listening, because the Eritrean Half Hour is on next. And we'd also like you to remind you to sort of tell your friends that the Australian Unemployed Workers Union has a show on 3CR. It's just fresh and new. And if anyone would like to be interviewed, we'd certainly love to talk to them.
As long as they have a good story.
Oh, yes, that's right. Whatever run-ins you have with the job service providers, it's worth sort of knowing that you're not the only one, and that's why we sort of have the union. That's why it's very important.
Yeah, so, you're not alone.
That's right.
That's for sure.
Yeah. And so, you'll hear from us next week. Don't forget to listen. Don't forget to support 3CR. And so this is Jessica and Daryl signing off.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.